Hello, everybody. Welcome to Stranger Waves. This is Auden, and I'm here with Harrison.
Hello, hello, hello.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Beautiful day.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Yeah, I wore a sweatshirt, and I look like an idiot out there.
I'm in sweatpants, and I'm already in much. But yeah, great, beautiful day in Medford, Massachusetts.
In Medford. So there's... Unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, because that was actually a great transition, but we listened first to Ace of Aces by the Fearless Flyers, which is like another subgroup from Snarky Puppy and Wolfpack.
Oh.
These guys are like, yeah.
You see, I like Snarky Puppy. I'm not big on Wolfpack.
I agree. I like Snarky Puppy stuff, but Wolfpack was not. I didn't like their stuff as much.
Happy word agreeance there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we listen to Black Walls because that's just an amazing song. Oh, no. The sunglasses inside should stay on.
It's just inconvenient with the headphones and the mask, so I'm just gonna
too much going on. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. We had some fun last week.
I was going to say, we had a great time a week ago today.
It's the 1 week or week anniversary of our LCD sound system show.
Oh boy,
it was our show.
We
really stole the show.
That I'm just gonna say it right now. That's probably the most fun mosh pit I'll ever be in.
Like with at least, like a mixture of 45-year-old men.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like
us.
It's more fun at like metal or punk shows because like you know like the intensity is a little bit different. But like just moshing to Dance Yourself Clean and just like having it be pretty like. Low but high intensity was nice. It was just like there was no worries, but everybody was you know going getting into it.
Yeah, there was no worries. Also, the sound system was like
literally brand new
and so perfect.
So good.
That just like not only were they amazing, but like the sound. I feel like the sound filled the space so perfectly.
Shout out Roadrunner. The acoustics in that place are insanely good. Yeah, Big Thief's playing there tonight.
Oh, they are. See, I was gonna. Yeah, maybe we'll play Big Thief song. I don't know.
We'll see if we get there.
I don't know. I guess we should just get into the next song because it's another banger. And we haven't played much of these guys on air yet. So
I'm kind of shocked we haven't.
I feel like we've been trying to like hold back.
Because I remember that before this album dropped, this isn't on the album, but before the Silk Sonic album dropped, both of us were like kind of hyping it up, like it was going to be the second
coming.
Yeah,
I remember when the singles came out. It was over the summer when Skate came out, and I was like at work prepping vegetables, and I got a text like, "Yo, Skate is out," and I was like, "Damn, okay." And I just like, I didn't have headphones while I worked, so I was just like sitting in the basement prepping food with my phone, like playing Skate out of the speakers on repeat for like 6 hours.
See, I had the best job for music because I was working as like a delivery driver for this restaurant, right? So I'm driving to work in, you know, beautiful Florida, windows down, bumping Skate when it came out, and just being able to listen to it all day. It was cool because I kept up to date on everything that was coming out because I had so much time.
Yeah, you had so much time to just listen.
Yeah.
And you get to drive around, and everyone's like, oh, that's the cool guy listening to Silk Sonic.
Precisely. Exactly. But yeah, so let's just get into this is honestly, I'm happy this wasn't on the album because I don't think a cover would fit so well in the middle of it.
Yeah, I'm glad they had all originals, but so I mean, good. They could also come out with a whole like compilation
of covers.
They probably will. Listen to that just as much.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. This is Love Strain.
Yes. We'll be right back. I mean, you guys are welcome for encouraging you to listen for to listen to that today. Like, that was...
Silk Sonic is always welcome.
Yeah, I think they're probably coming on the show.
Yeah, what's the name with their little Vegas residency?
Yeah, I think we're the next stop. I think it says Medford on there. It doesn't even say Massachusetts. It just says Medford.
Residency at the Burren.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good. So this show is dedicated to a Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Absolute legend. Jewish comedian legend.
Funny guy.
Yeah, funny guy. Have you seen Smiling Friends yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you watched the whole show?
I think I binged the whole thing with Duncan. Yeah,
he plays God at the end.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That was such a funny show.
That's like one of my favorite things that's come out recently.
Yeah. I don't know if it was genius, but I just think the whole thing is very well done.
I think it is. I think it just shows like these internet personalities, these creators, are just so much more creative than like the average person you'd find. So just throw some money at it, give them a like 2 a.m. time slot. And
yeah, let them run with it. No, it's very funny.
It did insanely well for Warner Brothers from what I'm hearing.
Really?
They made a ton of money off of it. So it's definitely like going to come back and, you know, hopefully have more than 6 episodes. But
so. I know. It's so sad that it was such a short season.
Yeah.
So you think it did well? So you think there's like people that hear us right now and are like, yeah, Smiling Friends?
Oh my God. It blew up online. Absolutely blew up online. Like, because it's just a perfect farm for like macro images and like,
yeah.
You know, like, what's his name? Alan like crucified and stuff like that. There's just like so many.
I don't even know their names.
Alan's the red dude.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Alan.
Yeah.
The cheese guy.
Yeah. Or like him dressed up like Joker.
They're insane.
Oh, it's so good.
It's a bizarre show.
It's a great show.
I feel like that would be my dad's alley. And actually, I think
since we're talking about dads, shout out dad.
Shout out dad.
Thanks for tuning in.
Moms
as well.
Girlfriends, we got
everybody.
We gotta put that in there.
We know at least 6 of the listeners.
I mean, thank everyone for listening, because I don't know what we're doing right now. I don't even know what we're doing. So
we're rambling.
I think let's play some D'Angelo. I think that might be a good idea. Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Waste of time.
I mean, there you go, guys. We did it. All right, we did it. Harrison had never heard that song before in his life.
That was incredible. That was really, really good. I love that. Yeah.
And I think the reason it's so good is, like, so D'Angelo, I don't know if it was it wasn't specifically for this album, but for a lot of his music, he did, like, Dilla-esque drums, but, like, Questlove wrote them.
Questlove is associated with this?
I don't know if it's with this project, but with, like, his earlier stuff in, like, the late 90s. Questlove wrote all the drum parts for these.
Oh, wow. Okay, that makes sense.
And D'Angelo was like, I want it to sound like super dragged out.
Oh, I know him from the Lauryn Hill album. Yeah.
He was like, I want them to sound super dragged out, like the Dilla bass drum, like stuff like that. And then Questlove had to like spend 3 years learning how to play drums.
Shout out Questlove real quick. Oscar winning director.
I know.
Have you seen Summer of Soul yet?
No, I hadn't seen it.
You would love it. So good. It's really, and like also shout out Roots and not because of Jimmy Fallon. They have
they're just.
I remember I was talking to somebody about it and they were like, oh, the Jimmy Fallon backing band. I'm like, nah, this is like, what if I told you this group has two of the best 90s hip hop albums of all time?
Right.
Two of the, like, arguably, Things Fall Apart is a top 20 hip hop album of all time for some people. Not for me, but it's great.
I mean, they're all great. And Questlove is super cool.
You know.
And it's like, I mean, we're listening to some Childish Gambino later too. Like, being able to be a director, and like Childish Gambino acts.
Yeah, we'll talk about like, Donald Glover in a second.
Yeah, no, we.
But a
lot of praise.
What if I told you tonight in downtown Boston at a bar, a neurodivergent Irish rapper named Craig Boy Mental is going to be performing?
I would probably leave the show now and get online because I assume it's going to be.
So here's the interesting thing. He's been talking about it on his TikTok for like the past couple weeks, but I have found no trace of this show actually occurring online. Like,
what?
It's not on the bar's website. It's not.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I have no idea. So I'm like heavily debating.
So this is just like a shot in the dark.
Yeah, pretty much.
You might just end up going to like some random bar in Boston,
which I don't really want to do. But if Craig Boy Mental is going to be there and it's free, I might have to pull up. So
do you even know if he's in this country?
He was posting from a Boston. He was posting from a hotel room, and the skyline was definitely Boston. He's in like Seaport, I think.
Okay, maybe you should go to Seaport and try to find him.
So yeah. Also, if Craig Boy Mental is listening and you want to come on the show, you.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, we didn't even think
so
about that.
Welcome.
Yes, please. Tufts would love you.
If I go, I'm going to try to get him to do a station tag. I think that would be absolutely
get that on the voice
fabulous.
Memo.
Yeah.
Yes. We need that. I mean, that would be the biggest flex. Like, does anyone at WMFO have like anything close to that?
I mean, Andres has a JPEG Mafia one. It's been floating around. I can't play it, though, because he curses on the station tag. But, you know, it is what it is. What we got up next?
We got some Salt. Shout out again to my dad, I guess. He sent me this one, but we both love Salt. So
I found out about Salt because they were doing Turntable Lab was constantly promoting this album.
Yeah.
And they like repressed all the other Salt projects. And I was like, oh, this looks cool. I originally thought they were like a punk band based off of like the album art, the name. I'm like, oh, this is definitely some
I guess. Yeah.
And then I went and I listened to it. I was surprised to find R&B funk type stuff. It's great. Yeah, this song's incredible. So let's just get into
it. Let's do it.
Spread. Reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
That message was directed to Ethan LeBlanc.
Yes, please don't start any kitchen fires. What's that? Oh, right. Oh my God, guys, I almost forgot. Like, we gave you two songs in a row. I got to give you two PSAs in a row. So
of course.
So if you like what we are doing here at 1.5 WMFO, please consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. I mean, that's huge for us. I mean, that's why we're here. We get the freeform stuff, you know.
Speaking of freeform, I'm going to do my little basketball talk real quick.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Harrison's Sports Corner.
Yeah. I am so happy with how all this has played out. The fact that the Nets beat the Cavs last night means the Heat aren't playing the Nets first round, which is huge, right?
Yeah.
And the Celtics are playing them first round. The Celtics have beat them consistently this season.
Consistently?
Yeah, because their defense just locks up. It's just, it's a team with no defense versus a team that's mostly defense and has, ooh, that boy Dice, Jason Tatum. So, and so we're probably going to play the Cavs first round or Hawks, depending on how that game shakes up.
Wait, who's on the Cavs again? It's like
Darius Garland, right. Jared Allen, if he comes back.
Colin Sexton isn't there anymore, right?
No, Colin Sexton's there. Yeah, he's just injured. But yeah. And also Pat Bev last night celebrating. He did the like Dwayne Wade like jump up on the scorer's table and like tossed his jersey into the fan.
Yes.
Bro was literally crying, like celebrating like he just won the chip and he's won the play-in tournament and secured the 7th
seed. I mean, he's a passionate guy.
Like, it's valid. It was against the Clippers, so he was kind of like, because they completely dogged him on the offseason for whatever reason. So, yeah, you know, good for Pat Bev.
I'm glad he's doing well.
And now it means we're going to get Grizzlies Timberwolves first round, which is like going to be insanely fun because it's just two super young teams.
I really wish we went to the Celtics game where Ja was.
We'll see Ja next year for sure. Yeah, yes. But that's my little basketball talk. Heat are winning this year. I see the matchup in my mind. I see the Nets getting bounced first round, and I see us. We basically get a free bid to the Eastern Conference Finals because what we're playing. This team, and then we're playing either the Hawks, the Cavs, or either the Sixers or the Raptors.
The Raptors are in it.
The Raptors.
I didn't watch
16.
Any NBA this year. I thought I was gonna watch the Knicks.
Nick Nurse is
and obviously not.
Yeah, obviously the Knicks are terrible, but whenever the Raptors are good.
Whenever I like talk about how I'm a Knicks fan, I feel like I'm a 60-year. Like I feel like I'm Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
But like, stuck in a box. Actually, he's probably made a movie about like. Being a young kid, being a Knicks fan, stuck in a body, and like being sad about.
Nah, stop talking. We can pitch this to him.
Shh, guys, come on. We'll pay you off. We need this.
All right, but that's my little basketball ramble. But yeah,
you were listening to Harrison's Basketball Corner.
Heat and five, first round. Heat and five.
Oh damn. Okay.
Heard it here first. All right.
I mean, next up, this album is like one of my favorites too. Also, there's a little, I just saw a little cameo of it in Atlanta and it made me very happy.
Oh yeah, they did
in the room. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So I know you guys will enjoy Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino.
We are smoking the
Yeah, that was my most listened to song on Spotify last year.
Flex.
Honestly, yeah. I was like, I was kind of worried what it was going to end up being, and that was like, honestly, probably the best outcome, so.
Yeah. No, I think at least it wasn't Drain Gang.
Hey, that was, I hadn't gotten into Drain Gang yet, so.
Not yet.
Speaking of Drain Gang.
Not yet.
Harrison has
a surprise.
I was committed to play at least one Drain song on here, and this one is probably my favorite. It's a leak. It's not actually like on anything official. Like, so,
but it's on Apple Music.
Yeah, because they don't really care about people releasing their leaks. So there's like this independent guy called Drain Gang Archives who just puts out all the leak material. And this is,
they have like a TMZ for their, like, they just follow them around, just recording little snippets.
But this is Echo 2K. This is Hold Me Down Like Gravity. The song's really, really good. It's cool. It's got some like interesting stuff going on in it. It's also kind of like goofy and stupid
and
with it.
And I've never heard it. So
yeah. Let's do it. Let's get into it, guys. So if you want a little look into what I've been listening to for the past like month, that's basically it.
Month straight. Like, he's pretty had much headphones in for a month and nonstop.
Except for yesterday, I listened to Promises again by Floating Points and Pharoah Sanders, because that's just like,
that's very different. That's very different.
Yeah. God. I saw an ad for it on vinyl, and I was like, oh, I already have it. And so I just popped it on and gave it a listen.
Yeah, see, that's the advantage. That's why I love that you have the turntable in your room. I feel like that's such an advantage. I mean, I've just been, like, turning on my speaker and playing whatever so I can figure out a playlist for the show. But the turntable is nice because, like, you know you like the whole record, or at least enough of it that you're like, I'm going to listen to this for 20 minutes. Yeah.
Just wait till next year. Just wait till I'm upgrading the setup. It's gonna be crazy.
The setup gonna be crazy.
Setup gonna go crazy.
No bed in the apartment. Just records.
I'm sleeping on the floor.
You're sleeping on like a busted couch from Goodwill, and you're gonna become the next Wu-Tang.
It's gonna look like an IKEA showroom. The apartment.
Actually, I wouldn't mind that. That'd be kind of fun.
Honestly, the Swedish minimalism kind of goes.
Yeah, dude, I've been saying this for years. I'm totally, when it comes to my interior design, total minimalist.
I honestly think it's the only way to go. I think unless you're living in some like super lavish house that like exterior you would expect like some kind of maximalist type of approach. Sure. Like,
and unless you're Duncan and you need that like
rustic.
Yeah, you need the modern rustic.
I wouldn't expect anything less from Duncan though.
No, especially with that mirror. It's the perfect mirror. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the mirror.
Yeah, I know.
Oh boy. Yeah, I'm excited for next year because I think like everybody's rooms and their houses are going to like say a lot about like,
right,
like more than a dorm room, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know why that's gonna be the case. Like, it's not like we're living there that much longer than we would live in a dorm room.
Yeah,
but I think maybe it's just that it's a house.
It's a bit different. You might be there for 2 years.
That is true.
And also, like, if you end up like staying in nearby in Boston to work, like, and you already have a place set up.
Yeah, you know? That is true.
I don't know. I think definitely it's different. It's like the realities of adulthood are starting to set in. Like to put it
set lightly. In. Set in is a neutral term. For those dealings.
Yeah, but sorry. Yes. Like a jackhammer have been like being pounded in.
Yeah, like outside of Harlson yesterday, like jackhammering the
Oh yeah. Thanks for shout out construction for waking me up yesterday.
Yeah, Duncan said he got woken up too. I was fine. Actually, I was up a little early tomorrow for comp sci. But you know.
Did we see the exodus of students leaving the
Cummings
Center?
We saw the Cummings Center funnel out of the bridge. You know, it's a great sight every day. Yeah. I actually do kind of like walking at the show and seeing that every day, like consistently.
It's pretty
funny.
I feel
like it keeps us in the routine.
It keeps, like, as much as I don't hate being a history student, that's a bit much, but like it's not everything I thought it would be, but oh my God, every time I see people working on comp sci, I'm just like, thank God I didn't try to do that.
Yes.
That was like I went into like high school and I was like, oh, I'm definitely going into like computer science or something.
Really?
Yeah, because I was interested in, like, I helped build a computer in, like, 8th grade, and, like, I used a PC and stuff, and so, like, my mind was there, and then I took a comp sci class in high school, and I was like, I don't have the brain for this at all, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I've taken, I guess, like, 2 semesters of it now, where I'm like, I do think anyone could do it, I'm not sure they could do it as fast as Tufts expects you to do it,
yeah,
or as well, I don't know, I think, at least this semester, the class has been good, it's just, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
And everyone wants to go work for Google, right? Like, everyone wants to go work for Google and Facebook, make $200,000 the first year.
There's going to be a bubble. Yeah. I'm calling it. In the next 20 years, there's going to be a bubble. Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious about, like, where everybody's going to end up.
I know. Those high school reunions are going to be crazy.
Jesus. Even if it happened tomorrow, I still think it'd be crazy. So
that is true. I haven't seen people in years. It's funny.
I've been like periodically unfollowing people on like Instagram and Snapchat. Like not even like out of,
well, it's all about the ratio though.
Not even about the ratio. Just like I just see stuff and I'm just like, wow, I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But there's a few people that I still follow because their lives have gone in such interesting directions from what I like ever expected.
Yeah.
Like this kid, David Lloyd George, I went to middle school with him, right? He's the great grandson of the Prime Minister of England, like during World War II.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was World War I. It was Lloyd George, what? Yeah. So this kid was like, he had the periodic table memorized by 7th grade. He was always this like short, kind of scrawny kid. He had glasses, right? In 8th grade, he decides he's going to get in shape. I bump into this kid about 3 months ago at like a little Palm Beach function, right? Not only is he jacked, he's now like got this country twang to him. He's studying astrophysics at Georgia Tech.
Oh my God.
And this dude gave me a lecture for about like 30 minutes. Like, I just had to, because I was just so curious. And he was just talking for about 30 minutes about like astrophysics and all this other stuff.
Oh my God.
And, I don't know. It was fascinating. And he was like fixing up like a beater truck and like stuff like this. Kid, like complete opposite direction.
He is everything all at once. Like he is. Literally. That is so impressive.
And his sister went in the direction that I thought he was going to go. And his sister's studying computer science at Columbia.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we're still very much like, I don't know.
Wow.
Fascinating stuff.
The high school reunions.
Yeah.
Well, guys, when we go to our high school reunions, we'll let you know how it went. Yeah. I mean, we should probably just get into some more music.
I think so. We have 10 minutes left.
Yeah, we got like 2 more songs lined up. This next one, we both love. Did I put you on to Moses Sumney, or you figured him out a little bit before?
No, you put me on to Moses Sumney.
Yeah, no. Moses, I've seen live twice, which I don't think most people can say.
About most artists, I would say.
That's true, I guess. Yeah, twice. Once in Paris, once in...
That's crazy. You
saw with James Blake. And I still love him. Yeah. Still love him. He's great.
The song's super weird, but
it's,
yeah.
It's weird, but there's just, yeah.
The soundscapes on here it's
are
insane.
Good. It's yeah. very good. All right. Enjoy, guys.
On the long hike through Blue Ridge Mountains, I can feel the earth overtake my skin, and I realize none of this matters. And passing grace, the virility fade. You've got the wrong guy. You wanna slip right in and put the masculine. You've got the wrong dominion over all that once obeys is the zero. Passing grace, the virility fade. You've got the wrong guy. You wanna fit right in and put the masculine. You've got the wrong eye. Too much is not enough. Too much is not enough. You've got the wrong. To make minions of the stars, made up of what you for passing grace, the virility fades. You've got the wrong guy. You wanna fit right in and put the masculine. You've got the wrong eye.
Every time I hear that song, it's just insane.
I mean, I wish all of our listeners could be in the studio with us to listen to it and hear. It
sounds so good on the monitors.
It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
That and the Vanguard song, or the D'Angelo song, they're both like so full, and it sounds great on these speakers.
Yeah.
Almost the Childish Gambino. Apparently it was too full. I don't know what happened. The bass was too much.
Yeah,
the
but what about that Echo 2K joint?
I'm actually curious. I really liked it.
Yeah, it's
I really liked it.
I don't know. It's not.
I don't know if I really liked it, but I like. It wasn't. I always worry that that music is going to, like, I'm not going to be able to even listen to it.
Yeah.
Except that's what I said about, like, Black Midi in the beginning, and, you know.
I don't know. I don't know which song they sent us when we were doing that late night one. I think it was, I Am the Way That I Am. Something like that. It's terrible.
Yeah, I remember we played one.
It's I still hate that song.
Okay. Good. You haven't gone fully to the dark
like
side.
Is it, like, Born This? I Was Born This Way?
Born This Way?
It's something like that. It's some, like, I'm not sure to find this. It's, like, old school Blade.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the second half of this show, we tried to get a little weirder with the sounds, a little quirkier, because, you know, we're at Tufts, we gotta please the audience.
Yeah.
And so I might just play our last song.
I think so.
I think we might just do it.
Thank you
guys for listening. We love being able to
highlight of the week every week.
It really is. Yeah. I wake up Wednesday, excited. Often too late for the show, but we still make it.
Yeah.
And we get to play, you know, kind of everything.
So this final track is from Lorraine, who I've had the pleasure of seeing twice.
I know, you got to see them twice, which is...
And the set before Animal Collective was completely different than the one she... Like,
really?
Totally different sound, yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I'm not going to ramble. But, yeah this is... She played the song live, I'm pretty sure.
I think this might be her biggest hit. And this is from her first album. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will see you next...
Oh, and tune into Adrian's show next. It's great. He has great stuff on there.
He should be here in a few minutes. Oh,
there he is.
But we're gonna play, some Lorraine. So enjoy, guys.
Enjoy.
What's up, boys?
Be careful. Can you get out? Is there something there?